or you put up a wall and walk away and start a temper tantrum. Okay, that's as much an opportunity. So I'm saying to you, how many times have opportunities come up in your life that are really opportunities for you to act on a different level of power, where you've sabotaged them because you just don't want to live at that height of power and you just don't want to live there? You'd rather still play the I don't know what you're talking about game because it lets you off the hook. You got to ask yourself that, because I'm telling you, you can see areas in your life where this is true, where you've sabotaged opportunities for personal development because you don't want to live there. Okay, moving forward on the development of self-esteem, can you think of one area of your life that you would be willing to change by 5 o'clock? Oh, yeah, it sounds funny. It sounds funny. Okay, let me point something out here. From a physical point of view, we tend to believe that making a huge change in our self-esteem or in our empowerment takes great big huge time, expense, who knows what, therapy and this and that. I think therapy is great. But here's an idea. By 5 o'clock, you could make one decision that you've been sitting on that you know would empower you as opposed to disempower you. You can. There's one decision in you that you can make immediately. Simple as this, that by the end of the day, you're going to make a commitment to exercise every day and that's it. Because you've been postponing that, or you twiddle with it, or you try it and you drop it. And what you do, if you pay attention to the way you talk to yourself, is you'll give yourself a low self-esteem excuse. You have to stay in low self-esteem to pull off this start and stop stuff with yourself, but that's why you do it. So think about one thing you've told yourself you want to do all the time to make yourself feel good. Have all of you got something? Lose weight, run, whatever. Number two is, how many times have you let yourself off the hook and broken your word to yourself? And number three, are you willing to make one choice and say, I can change that and it would make me feel better about myself? Because that's where it starts. You make one choice. Just one. You start small. You don't take on the whole of the universe. You make one tiny choice. But here's symbolically, I told you physically what the choice could be. But from a symbolic point of view, and this is where you want to go next, you didn't make one tiny choice. You just reordered the entire magnetic flow of the whole of your life on this planet. You just shifted the dynamic of your entire life with that one choice. You just said to your spirit, I'm now shifting our relationship and authority. I just made a choice and I'm going to operate according to a much higher standard of accountability with you. Emphasis on the word accountability, because self-esteem and accountability go hand in hand. All right. So now when you say something to yourself like, I think I need some quiet time every day for about 30 minutes. I think that there's a part of me emerging that I just have to pay more attention to, and that's important enough for me to say to other people or create my life around this fundamental need. Now, you might think that introducing 30 minutes of self-time in your life is no big deal. It's a huge big deal. Because it means you're redistributing the whole of your psychic, spiritual, emotional energy. And here again, it's going to flip your life upside down, and it's going to take every inch of strength you have to hold that to center and to maintain it. Because at a symbolic level, what you're actually saying is, I'm putting aside 30 minutes a day to go more deeply into myself than I ever had before. Switch it around. I'm spending 30 minutes a day to let more of myself come forward every single day. That's high risk for you. It's high risk for everyone, because what you're saying is, I'm willing to change my life for 30 more minutes today. Because every time you go into a 30-minute, just a 30-minute private time with yourself, you'll come out inspired to make one different choice that you didn't have before you went in. What kind of choice? Well, it could be something as simple as, I am choosing to realize I'm a pessimist. Every time somebody gives me an option or an idea, my first instinct is to tell them why it won't work. And I really have decided I'm going to take a look at that and why I do that. Again and again, you look at the saboteur, and again, you realize I have got to take a look at why, at every opportunity I have to empower myself, I don't take it. I abort it. I destroy it. That's a place you've got to begin. And that's a rough one, because the saboteur, when you start excavating the saboteur in yourself, that is hard work. So here's another question. Now that I've taken you down the saboteurial route, I'm going to take you into a different place, which is, what's your fantasy empowered self? Do you have a fantasy empowered self? Do you have a model of what you could, should be like? Like, what? Who represents self-esteem to you? Is it visual? Is it chit-chatty? Is it, what represents self-esteem to you? I have my images. I am intrigued with people who can just up and do things alone. I'm not afraid to be alone. Hardly. I love it. Or to live alone. But I'll tell you what I can't even imagine doing, which is traveling alone. And I travel all over the world. I'm forever traveling.